Welcome to Revealing Men, conversations that pull back the curtain, revealing the inner lives of men. I'm Randy Flood, psychotherapist and director of the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan. On today's podcast, I'm here with Otha Brown, the principal therapist for the Domestic Relationships Program here at the Men's Resource Center. He leads groups for men who struggle with abuse, control, and anger in their intimate relationships. So thanks for coming to join us today, Otha.
You're welcome.
So it seems like an appropriate place to start would be just to say a little bit about why you work with men. What's the passion around circling up with men?
Well, yeah, I've been working with men for the past 6 years here, and I see them come in with various complaints about relationship issues. Some have been recorded, sent in from the courts, some from their families, and they're bewildered. They don't know exactly what is causing all the problems. They are extremely aware of the problems, but they don't know what's causing it. So getting in with me, I spend two sessions with each man and get to know them. They get to know me, and we begin to work on things that have been happening in the family and start to make progress with helping them figure things out.
All right. So what is it you think about... You're talking about causes, so let's talk a little bit about male socialization.
Right.
And just the process of men being trained to be men, real men.
Yeah.
Man enough, as sometimes we call it. What is it, how do you see that contributing to some of the problems with abuse and control in their intimate relationships?
Yeah, right. Like, men have mentors and coaches, parents. And they these people feel that they're helping men by encouraging certain attributes, like being strong, never crying, being in charge, and they're the ruler, the master. And these teachings have an effect on boys as they're maturing through their adolescence, late adolescence, and in manhood, and they meet a partner. And now they're on a different stage. These teachings that they've had all their lives are less powerful for their lives now, because the task now is to come together with their mate. And so while they're trying to implement these teachings of strength and never crying and never giving in and being in charge, they're not contributing to their relationship. They're not building a relationship, and they're making many mistakes. It's they don't see the other person as being, hey, this is a person. This is not just an object or just, you know, one of my playmates. This is a person, and I've got to come to know and become to respond to and grow together over the years. And so these are, it's two different missions in their lives that they're not just ready for.
So we always talk about the man in the box and kind of what the box that society puts men in and how that can contribute to abuse. And some of that is the setup to see women as inferior, because so much of what boys get shamed for when they don't act like a real man is to be called a sissy or girly. And
that's
so it's
right.
Like it sets them up to disrespect these softer parts of their humanity inside them, like my sadness or my being fearful. And then they sets them up to look at women as inferior. And how does that contribute, you think, to them, you said, less than human and the acts of violence or aggression?
Well, you know, it sets up a shaming situation, because here men are striving to... assert themselves as being in charge and being the ruler of this relationship. And, we don't have rulers in relationships. We have, you know, two people trying to get to know each other and build a life. And these guys, they're trying to live out their that manhood teaching that they had early in their lives. And when normal things come up where, they're feeling different feelings, they're not able to express them. They're not really prepared to say, you know, I'm, I feel lonely, or, that gives me a bad feeling of resentment, and I'm not really comfortable feeling that and really get into what they're feeling.
Right. I always think of it as that if you don't know how to control what's going on inside of you, like loneliness or mm-hmm. shame or fear or, mm-hmm. or something like that, then it sets men up to try to control the things that make them feel certain right. feelings they don't want to feel. And so is there some of that teaching in the program, like what we call emotional intelligence, trying to help them understand the role that emotional or the lack of emotional intelligence plays into their behavior?
That's right. Yeah, we want to talk about, you know, why you're feeling what you're feeling. You know, I introduced the idea that your feelings are supported by your thinking. And so if you're feeling something, you've got to think, okay, what am I thinking about this person? How do I look at them as a peer? Or how do I look at them as my partner? What am I thinking? And then that's a clue into why they're feeling the way they are. And so that is a revelation for some men to think about, oh, you mean I got to think about my thinking? You know, well, I just don't like this person. No, what are you thinking? How do you perceive this person in your life? And really men start to think about those things and slow down and look at their relationships and see how it's been impacted by their acting on feelings rather than thinking about their feelings. We as human beings, we go through a gamut of feelings during the day, and a minute we're thinking about things. But then thinking about what we're thinking, what do we believe? And so I have this ABCD, you know, it's a conflict resolution profile where guys can look at the articulating event, the thing that happens in their lives, and they've got to reconcile it. And you have to ask yourself, what do you believe about that articulating event? What do you think about that articulating event? And then you isolate your belief. Then you look at, well, what do you feel? What do you feel about this this articulating event? And then D, you had to dispute what you believe about this event. So, Willie, it's a fast, very fast sequence of events, but men can do it if they realize what's going on, that their feelings are based on their thinking. And so if something happens, what do you think about it? And how does it make you feel? And can you dispute that belief about that articulating event?
Well, how excited do men get about being reflective and introspective? Because this sounds like a very introspective, self-reflective process. And what I know about domestic violence treatment and intervention is they talk about the cornerstone of accountability,
yeah.
which is this, you know, this rigorous focus on who I am and what yeah. I'm thinking, feeling. And how do you think men respond to that that kind of mantra, like this is a space mm-hmm. that we practice personal accountability?
Right. Well, you know, as we have our groups, I ask men, and I don't know if I do it too often, but I reflect back and I ask, you know, the thing that happened that brought you here, was it a surprise or did you expect that this would be so eventful in your life? You know, some guys are acting out with their partners and they terrorize or they make them afraid. Some get physical, you know, mm-hmm. these things that happen. And I ask, what happened? Did it surprise you? And many are saying, yes, I was surprised at my behavior. Mm. I didn't think I would ever do that to my mate. And, you know, they are taken back to the time that they did this. And I say, you know, what was happening is you had no way of looking at your emotional life. You had no way of examining what you were doing. You simply acted on your feeling. And then guys are starting to go, wow, yeah, when I think about that, I didn't have a way of evaluating what I was doing. And so we get into these conflict resolutions, or we get into these emotional intelligence sequences, and they understand this is something that I can use to see where I'm at. So I'm not surprised by what I do, so that I'm more in control of my own behavior in life. Some are very appreciative to have a way of looking at their behavior, asking me, you know, maybe this should be presented in school. You know, maybe when I was in school, somebody should have taught me this so that I could know when I'm going into, you know, portions of my life, I can understand myself better, understand some of my needs, some of my impulses, being able to really understand what I'm doing at all times.
Right.
So they're you know, guys are appreciative. Some come into the groups, they're angry. They're angry with the process of coming into the groups. They've been, maybe some have been arrested and shamed in that way. They're coming into the groups and they're angry. But you know, that doesn't last, because we're starting to answer questions for men and giving them tools that they can use when they're going back home and they see themselves acting differently. So they really appreciate it.
So the accountability is a cornerstone. What about teaching empathy? Because there's this idea that if you know how hurtful your words mm-hmm. and your actions are to someone you profess to love, mm-hmm. then empathy is been described as the enemy of violence. So how can you use guys to be more empathic, and how do you teach empathy? Because it seems like that can be a tool.
Yeah. So, you know, guys are having arguments with their mates. And, you know, I kind of remind them, you know, what was that like when you had an argument with your mate? You know, were you really kind of listening to what she was saying and then presenting what your response was? And they were like, well, she was wrong. And I know better, you know. And an argument is not an exchange of information. It's more one person insulting the other, and this insulting just goes back and forth. One person feels like he's getting an up making but no one's really feeling great about an argument when they say finish. And I said, well, why don't you listen to what your mate is saying? And she's expressing something, and you need to listen to it and understand what her feelings, beliefs, and thoughts are. And then you can be able to respond to those. You know, if you understand how your mate is thinking, then it makes sense how she's acting. And then that doesn't become something to be attacked. It becomes something to be understood and responded to. And so this is a way of building empathy. It's understanding how your mate is feeling, what she feels, what she thinks, what she believes, and that's what you want to respond to. You know, sometimes guys don't think that, you know, a relationship is about giving. They think about just right. what they get. And when men just stop and think about, well, you know, I am together with my spouse, and I'm supposed to be doing something for her every once in a while. Well, being empathetic is important to understand what your spouse is feeling, thinking, and believing.
Right.
Yeah.
So part of that accountability training, empathy training, is mm-hmm. giving them information and education.
Yeah.
And how often do you think you find it helpful for them to learn about specific power and control tactics?
Yes.
We often use the wheel to teach that from the mm-hmm. Duluth model. And how do guys respond when they see that there's different forms of abuse or different forms of control? And they mm-hmm. may not use all of them on the wheel, but being able yeah. to become more aware of the ones that they do use and the impact that that is having.
Yeah. And, you know, I introduce these methods of accountability kind of, you know, after a guy's been there for a while. I kind of get into the thinking of being aware of your feeling set and how you're responding to your mate. But then when we bring this up, you know, guys are ready for it. And I talk about different ways of abuse, and I have a sheet and some handouts, you know, I give out, have guys look at them, and, you know, I'm just, you know, going through just a little bit of talking while they're looking right. at them. But they're looking at them, and they're looking at the things that they know that they do, how they interrupt their partner, how they cut her off, how they turn around things in an argument to kind of make it seems like their spouse is crazy and they don't know what they're talking about. And, you know, these are things where two people are together. If you don't know about this emotional intelligence information, you're really fighting for your life, you know. But then they see themselves and they go, yeah, I did this. Well, yeah, you've been abusive. You've been abusive in many ways to mm-hmm. your spouse, and it hasn't worked out for your relationship. And I get a pause, but they know that I'm right, and right. that they can do something about it. And this accountability brings men close to things that they can do to change their relationship for the better.
Do some guys resist that accountability, and you get the pushback of blame and minimization and denial? And how does a group help with breaking that down in men when you got some men maybe that are more seasoned and more advanced, further along in the group, and the ones that are newer that are engaged in that blame and minimization denial? How do you see the group helping those other guys come into more accountability?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I have guys who've been in the group longer, and when we're talking about being accountable, some speak up. Most of the time, you know, we don't have back and forth between group members. They're offering information to each other. And if it's something that you can take and use, you do. If you can't, it could just go right by. But a lot of guys are listening to themselves talk in the group, and they're going, wait a minute. You know, they're correcting themselves as they are talking because they're arguing against something that they remember themselves doing. So, you know, yeah, sometimes an older guy would say, yeah, I fought against this, but I remember it really was my doing, and this is something that I can do something about. And so that's more palatable to a guy who's pushing back. You know, I never have an argument in a group. I never have an argument in a group. We present things, right. We talk about it, and guys are like, okay, I understand what you're saying. Right. We just don't have arguments in the group because we're using sound data from research.
Right. It's a good lesson for them, I would imagine, that if they can learn to talk to each other mm-hmm. in more respectful ways, then, you know, if yeah. to extrapolate from that and say, this is the way that you deal with human beings more respectfully, right. and it's a more of a modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. we're, you know, group is a good experience for all the guys. I've not had, you know, I think I've, in the 6 years that I've done this group, I maybe had one guy who maybe left and you know, maintained his stature as I'm not the blame, she's the blame, and I don't like women. Okay, I didn't have 100%, but you know, I got really close.
Right. And just before we have to wrap up here in a little bit, just to mention that even though this may not give men an excuse for their behaviors, but no. We oftentimes will see their own wounds from childhood be a part of the source of some yeah. of this anger and rage and, you know, and disrespect that they're just expelling upon others because yeah. of how they experienced some of their childhood. And you see that, I would imagine.
Yeah. Men talk about relationships with their dads
yeah.
and primary male figures growing up that were very dramatic. Things that men have done and in the interest of making men out of these boys. Well, you know, we're born men, we're born boys, we're going to grow up into men. But how we develop as men is very important for those mentors around us to help us understand that we have feelings and how we can express those feelings and how those feelings can be received and validated by the men who are around us.
Right.
That's an important key. And guys who didn't get that, you know, coming into the group and they're expressing that, you know, some of the men, you know, show each other some compassion. They talk about it. And it's been good. It's good when that happens, you know. Right. I've been doing a lot of groups, and sometimes they are very, very impactful, and I come away with a lot as well.
So yeah. If you have someone listening right now who's just saying, you know, I don't need any counseling. I don't need a group. I can, you know, I've done some bad things, but I can, you know, I'll fix this on my own. And, you know, counseling is for wimps or whatever who can't figure stuff out on their own. I mean, what would you want to say to this person that, you know, is considering maybe entering into some program in their location? They can't get here, or they maybe are considering something. What would you want to say?
Yeah. I'd say that some of these things are hard to see. And it takes a couple of groups for guys to get a sense of what I'm doing and what the rest of the guys in the groups are expressing to them. You know, if you're sitting home and you're having arguments with your mate and things are not going according to your plan, I feel compassion for you. But, you know, to get help is really a good decision, to come in and work with other men who are coming from the same kind of background that you do. We're all thrust into the same pot about being men, being strong, being in charge and all. But that's not the way we solve problems. Our problems is that we don't notice what our feelings are. And we don't know the process for observing what we do on a psychic level, understanding that we have thoughts and then that creates feelings.
Right.
And we have to go back and check our thoughts, not act on feelings without checking our thoughts first. So if things are going bad in a relationship and you're running into the same dilemma with your mate, it's a good idea to get help.
Okay.
Good idea to get help.
Well, thanks. You can come talk with Otha by phone. You can come in and meet with him in person here at the Men's Resource Center. And thanks, Otha, for coming in and talking with us about the domestic program.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Revealing Men. If you're looking for more information about counseling, coaching, and consultative services, please visit the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan online at menscenter.org. Also, feel free to contact us on our website if you have any questions about this segment, ideas for a topic, or would like to be a guest on the Revealing Men podcast. Be well and have a great day.